Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. If you were to make a list of quintessential St. Louis experiences, what would be on it? It's true, your list may not be the same as the one made by the person next to you, but I'm willing to bet many folks would include a visit to the St. Louis Zoo, going to the top of the Arch, perhaps the City Museum, the Muni, and hitting Busch Stadium for a Cardinals game. Another to add to that list of most likelies, a trip to Ted Drew's Frozen Custard. The beloved family business has been around for almost 100 years. Ted Drew's Jr. ran the family business for decades. He passed away this week at the age of 96. St. Louis Public Radio reporter Lauren Brennecke stopped by the shop on Chippewa on Wednesday and talked to customers about the news.
I was actually, this is kind of a wild trip. I actually came up to pay respects to my mother, who passed away in 2021. And every time I come home to St. Louis, I come to Ted Drew's. And so I drove all the way up from Charlotte, North Carolina last night. So, yeah, so that's really sad. I mean, I can remember back in the 80s, you know, going out with my friends and then before the night was over, hitting Ted Drew's.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, yeah.
Did your mom ever take you here?
No, actually she didn't. It was all my friends that did. So it was like, it was while we're out doing stuff we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, well.
And it was like, okay, let's go get some ice cream before the night's out.
I used to live here and would come here after church events, and that's how I got used to coming. So every time I'm back in St. Louis, I have to go to Ted Drew's. We live in Florida now.
Two or three times.
And yeah, so two, three, four, five times a year, I get up here, have to go. Have to get that Cardinals in.
We used to live in the city between 1986 and 1996, so it was always a tradition to take the family over to Ted Drew's for their frozen custard. And of course, in the winters, they sold Christmas trees, so we always bought a Christmas tree from Ted Drew's.
Yeah,
so,
why Ted Drew's over any other ice cream shop?
It's probably fatter than any ice cream on the market, but it's the most delicious. And it's kind of a tradition too, but
yeah.
Quality, and I understand that Ted did a lot for the community too, for his employees and that sort of thing.
So obviously this was his passion. And you know, when you're able to do what you love your entire life, you don't work. It's just enjoyment. And you know, he's brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. So his life had a lot of value. And you know, it's sad that he passed, but I'm sure that you know, his memory will live on in his custard forever.
That was Diane Alblinger, Tom Rankin, Julie Shimshack, and Kathy Smith sharing their thoughts about Ted Drew's frozen custard at the business on Chippewa upon learning that Ted Drew's Jr. had died earlier this week at the age of 96. Joining me to reflect on Drew's legacy is Cheryl Baer, food writer at St. Louis Magazine and co-host of the Arch Eats podcast. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get right to this. What do you think makes Ted Drew's so special?
I think listening to those stories from people, you understand that, yes, this is delicious frozen custard. There is something inherently wonderful about eating it. But I'm really struck by how it's not about the custard. It is about the memories that you've made over it. It's about the connections, whether that's grabbing your Christmas tree and some custard and, you know, a sub-zero day mm-hmm. in the middle of December, or if that's, you know, where you went after your softball game with your whole family or family reunions. It's just, it's a way for people to connect, identify as St. Louisans, and that to me is what makes it so special.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the way that they did business, so I have been there before on very hot days.
Yes.
They get to your order pretty quickly. So the mood and the atmosphere, how much of that plays into how well-loved Ted Drew's has become?
It's electric. When you're there, there's just an energy. No one's in a bad mood when they're in Ted Drew's line. So even, and you look at it, and I think that's part of the beauty about it. There's almost this organized chaos to it. You might queue up and think, oh my goodness, this is going to take forever. But they have some sort of system. I'm not sure how they keep track of it, but wow, it is impressive. And I think maybe first timers might be a little intimidated, but somehow they make it happen.
Yeah.
It's really impressive.
So you said it's not necessarily just about the custard, Cheryl, but what is it from your perspective as a food critic that sets their custard apart from others?
Their custard is just extraordinary. There is something, you know, all custard is inherently just a little richer, a little bit more decadent than ice cream, more dense, just a really lovely product. But there's something about theirs that I think there's just this silken texture to it that, you know, they whip it up with whatever ingredients you want in there, but somehow it almost seems like it's in this suspended state between solid and liquid that's so lovely. And, you know, all the fun toppings that they put in there that are really thoughtful. It's not they're just piling stuff on. Mm-hmm. They all, like the cardinal sin, people love the tart cherry and the chocolate. You know, those really match. And, you know, macadamia nuts and pineapple. They've really thought through a lot of things.
So the St. Louis Cardinals, which was mentioned in that list of quintessential St. Louis things, they put out a statement that included this. Quote, Ted was a St. Louis icon whose frozen yogurt was as synonymous with summer in St. Louis as Cardinals baseball and the arch itself. It is really good, guys and gals. And to that point about guys and gals, let's listen to a snippet of Ted Drews Jr. in one of the commercials the company was known for.
Some days you just want a small treat.
Like the cookie sandwich.
Or the kitty cone.
Or the new Micro Mini.
If we sell all this small stuff, we're going to go broke.
Not if we sell a million of them. Choose your flavor, choose your size.
It really is good, guys and gals.
We also did a call out asking folks to send us a voicemail with their memories, and this message was among them.
Hi, my name is Krista White, and I live in Vienna, Austria. I've never lived in Missouri, but my parents are from St. Louis, and so every summer, as long as I can remember, we would fly into St. Louis from the East Coast to visit my grandparents, aunt and uncle, and cousins. One of my earliest memories as a child was going to the famous Ted Drew's for custard. Every summer, I would repeat the same question. What is the difference between custard and ice cream? I don't know if I ever got an answer other than, well, you know, custard is better than ice cream. So I have now been bringing my family, my husband and son, back to St. Louis every summer to visit family. But now we come from Europe, where we've lived for the past 20 years. So Ted Drews is responsible for a lot of our airline miles. Thanks for the memories, Ted Drews.
That's Krista White from Vienna, Austria, sharing her memory about Ted Drews. So Krista mentions she's never quite known the difference between custard and ice cream, and clearly that has not stopped her from coming back all the way from Europe. And you mentioned some of the differences, but what sort of is the, by definition, how is custard different from ice cream, Cheryl?
Sure. Well, I have to laugh that she probably, with those airline miles, it's probably the most expensive ice cream or custard, I should say, you should have. And that's a good segue. Ice cream and custard are inherently different, whereas ice cream is milk, cream, sugar, you know, some sort of flavoring to it. Custard has egg yolk. Custard is required, and that's the richness that comes with it. It's required to have a certain percentage. Anything less than that is still considered ice cream there. So it's really that egg yolk. The other thing, so that's the ingredient factor. The other thing is really the process. Ice cream has a lot more air whipped into it. So it's just kind of a fluffier, lighter texture, whereas custard has a lot less air. So that's why it's just thick, dense. You can turn it over and it won't drop, which is their signature. So that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. And
There's a caller from Les from Olivet who wants to share her own memory. Leslie, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Years ago, I worked for the Opera Theater of St. Louis, and I had to pick up 300 concretes from Ted Drews. That's a lot.
Right.
So they told me to go into the office. So I went into the office in the back where people don't usually get to go. And I happened to notice that there was a microwave that said, this microwave is kosher. So I said to the manager, why do you have a microwave that says this microwave is kosher? And he says, well, we don't want the kids to put their sandwiches in there that aren't kosher. And I said, but why do you have a kosher microwave? And he said, because everything in this store is kosher.
Mm.
I said, are you serious? He said, yes. I said, why? Well, apparently, Ted Drews had a grandchild who had a brain tumor, and the surgeon who operated on him and saved him his life was an Orthodox Jew.
Oh.
So Ted Drews says to him, you saved my grandchild's life. What can I do for you? And he said, well, if you make your store kosher, I can eat there. So not only, that meant Ted Drews had to throw out everything in his store, everything, every pot, everything, buy new, so it was clean and kosher, and tell all of his vendors who provided him with his sauces and his cones that they had to make their establishments kosher as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that for one person.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that story, Leslie from Olivet. And actually, it reflects something that was also mentioned in our St. Louis on the Air Facebook group, and it was that Ted Drews was kosher. But I did not understand sort of the extent to which Ted Drews had to make sure that everything was in order to get it to that point. For you, Cheryl, do you have a favorite Ted Drews memory or maybe something that you always get whenever you go there?
Yes. Well, people make fun of me because I don't go for the really crazy stuff. I tend to be a vanilla ice cream person a lot of times, or custard, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I just like it. I think you can really tell the quality of something when you just see it in its purest form or experience it in its purest form. So I would encourage people, if they really want to get to the nitty-gritty about why Ted Drews is great, mm-hmm. to try it that way.
Right.
However, strawberry is my go-to. I love their strawberry. It's not that syrupy fake strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
It just tastes so real and delicious. And they don't put too much in, so you really get this nice balance. That's my favorite. As far as memories, I am a Christmas tree lot person at Ted Drews.
Oh.
My first Christmas tree ever when I was an adult, because I grew up with artificial trees.
Right, right.
I went straight to the Ted Drews lot. And
mm-hmm.
there's just something so joyful about having ice or having custard in the middle of December.
Right.
Getting a Christmas tree strapped to your roof. It's just so fun.
Well, I love strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
I love frozen desserts in the winter.
Yes.
So this all makes a lot of
yes.
sense to me. So just as we are wrapping up here, Cheryl, in the time that you've covered St. Louis food and the people behind it, what has struck you most about how establishments like Ted Drews become institutions?
I really think that there's something about the way they make people feel. It's not, you know, again, going back to my earlier comment, he has to have a great product. I mean, that's a baseline.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do after that is what really makes you special. You can tell it when you're there by the way he treats his people. You know, he's been known to give education assistance to all of his employees. And then you can tell by the way the people treat you. It's the way they make you feel that you're a part of something greater than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not mass produced. It really feels unique and special to you.
Right.
And I think that's the key to it.
Mm-hmm. And that seems to be reflected in all of the responses people have had in the last, you know, like 20 seconds. Is there one that's really stood out, those responses?
I think that Vienna one really stands out to me. There is something about, it's a connection to your home. It's a connection to your roots. Again, I think about these responses and people talked about how tasty it was, but it was something more than that. And,
mm.
and I think being willing to travel across oceans for it, it's more than just the taste.
Cheryl Bear is a food writer at St. Louis Magazine and co-host of the Arch Eats podcast. Cheryl, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
And by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer. Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.